The GAA program with Tom Comack, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, station roundabout Letterkenny. Gear up for the next big game from the great range of clubwear at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Yeah, agus fáilte go dtí Clarella on Cumann Lough Glasscale with me, Tom Comack, as always on a Wednesday night, and we're here until 9 o'clock. Hopefully you can stay with us. I'm delighted to say my special guest tonight is Donegal All-Star Lady Footballer Yvonne Bonner, who is jetting off to Australia shortly to live the dream of playing football professionally. Yvonne, of course, who plays for Donegal, and Glenfenn, who were unfortunately defeated in the Ulster final against Clonturbit on Saturday, has signed a rookie contract with a club in Australia, in Sydney, and actually frankly the Greater Western Sydney Giants, and they're going to play in the Australian Rules Women's Football League. It's the AFLW for short, and well, certainly she's looking forward to that, and she's joining Cora Staunton at the Greater Western Sydney Giants, and we wish her well. We'll be talking to her in a minute, but first, we had two schools finals today, under 16 second level school finals here in Donegal, and I can tell you that Milford, or Loretta Milford, pulled off a remarkable recovery to come from 7 points down with about 20 minutes to go in the A final in Convoy this morning, to run out 2-14 to 4-7 winners. Kyle McFadden, the centre half forward, scored 7 points, 5 of those of the last 7, in actual fact, or as they came from that 7 points down, hit 8 in a row to win it. And the midfielder, certainly the centre half forward McFadden, scored those 7 points. Lee McGrenahan got the winning point in injury time. A remarkable recovery. It was 3-5 to 0-6 in favour of Abbey at half time. Alex McCalmont, Connor Campbell, and Rhys Boyle had scored the goals for the Abbey vocational side, who looked a class apart, but they fell apart after the Rory Kennedy scored their fourth goal in the middle of the second half, and it really was all Milford from then. So after the game, I got the reaction of what, naturally enough, was a delighted Milford manager, Éireann Doherty. Well, Éireann, first of all, congratulations. Great success, and I suppose the manner of the victory even makes it more exciting.
Oh, yeah, well, look, without a doubt, it was tight going there at the end, you know. Like I think we were saying, we kicked it 8 in a row there, which was brilliant, you know, to come back. Look, we just didn't get going in the first half at all. Like, you know, we just did not get it going. And we were saying to the lads, we got a couple of soft goals the first half that really, really kept us in touch. And, like, Abbey should have the game done and dusted, you know, at half-time. But, yeah, you know, we got a chance, and the boys got going, and they got a bit of a run, and the confidence got up. And
then give away a bad goal at the start, at the middle of the second half.
Middle of the second half,
went 7 down.
Yeah, well, look, It was unfortunate from John and Gold. It just slipped. It was one of those days, and we were saying to the boys before, it's going to be one of those days where, you know, there's going to be slips and slides and different things. So it was just unfortunate the way it happened, and I thought, you know, at that stage, that was a real killer blow for us, you know, at that stage, because we were starting to just get momentum, starting to get on top, and then we give away the goal. But look, it says an awful lot about them to come back from that, you know, as well after that.
A lot of big performances there in the last 20 minutes.
Yeah, look, and I think the big thing is all year we've had big performances, but it's been team performances. And even in the last, you know, we had players all over the field that stood up. You know, when we talked about it beforehand, we said that, you know, at different times we're going to need leaders to stand up, and we certainly had them. You know, Kyle there kicked over points that, you know, there were pressure points, there were pressure kicks, and, you know, he had the confidence, he went and he kicked them, you know. And look, but I think all over the field we just gained in confidence, and boys wanted the ball, where I felt in the first half we didn't want it. We just didn't want the ball in the first half, and then suddenly when we got a run, boys were looking for the ball, they wanted it, you know.
It's another case of those situations where the fear of losing goes out the window when you go 7 points down and you just go for it.
Yeah, well, we were trying to get them. We said to them at half time that, you know, the most disappointing part of it is that we just hadn't performed, we hadn't even started, you know. And like, you know, if we get beat by a better team on the day and we play really well, then so be it, hats off. But we were saying that we just did not get going, and we were trying to drill into them that just start, we're starting fresh now. And they came out, and even in saying that, it took us 5 or 10 minutes to get going in the second half. But then, you know, when we got going, as I said, you know, players stood up, and look, you know, it's
means a lot to the school.
Oh, without a doubt, it's great. I think it's great for the clubs as well. You know, the clubs, I keep echoing this all the time, you know, it's the schools are doing a bit of the work, but the clubs are doing the majority of the work, and we have five clubs there that are, you know, that are feeding players into the school.
Well, Milford, Fanning, Termon, Downing.
Well, you've Letterkenny Gales and that. You have Fannett, Termon, Milford, and Downing's, obviously, you know, and there's great work being done there too, you know. So, and obviously when the players are coming in, but again, I was speaking to some of the other boys there too. Like, we were back on Monday after a week off, and we had 28 men out training after school. You know, these boys are committed. They're giving it their all. They're putting in the effort. And, you know, when you put it in, hopefully most of the time you get it back out anyways.
That's Milford, or Loretta Milford manager Adrian Doherty speaking to me after his side's 2-14 to 4-7 victory over Abbey Vocational School in the Donegal Senior School, Under 16 Schools A final in Conwy earlier today. And St Catherine's Vocational School, Killy Beggs, are celebrating an Under 16 Donegal B success following their 14-8 victory over Moville Community School this afternoon as well, in that double header in Conwy. Christopher Mulligan, a young man, I believe, with Clann Ely roots, he scored 8 points in a man of the match performance from midfield for St Catherine's, of course, managed by our good friend John Joshi. Well, that brings me to our guest tonight, and Yvonne Bonner, or Yvonne McMoneygill Bonner, of course, is an all-star footballer with Donegal, and one of the leading Gaelic footballers, Lady Gaelic footballers in Ireland. And she's heading off after signing a contract in Australia to play Australian ladies women's football on a professional level, really living the dream, or going to live the dream. And, well, I'm delighted to say we're joined by Yvonne.
Well, first of all, Yvonne, we're delighted that you can join us on the programme tonight. And, of course, we've been hoping and meaning to talk to you for quite some time as you look ahead to the new part of a new chapter in your career, playing Australian ladies football on a professional level down under in Australia. But first of all, before we look forward to that and what that involves, and what you're hoping to get from it, first of all, I suppose, still recovering from Saturday's Ulster final defeat to Dunamoyne.
Yeah, we're just getting over, I suppose, the disappointment now of the weekend. But you have to take some of the games. I suppose we're delighted to get into the Ulster final, but it was just not to be on the day against Dunamoyne. They're a very professional team, and they've won now 11 of the last 15 Ulster titles. So, we just have to look on now again to next year, I suppose, and go at it again.
And I suppose the big disappointment, and I gather this from listening to Francie Martin and others in their after-match reaction, was, I suppose, not so much losing, but you feel you didn't play up to anywhere near you're capable of playing yourself.
Yeah, and when you're against, like, as I said, the real tough opponents like Dunamoyne, that you have to play to the best of your ability. But unfortunately, we didn't really get going at all on Saturday. But we were still thereabouts, even with 5 minutes to go. And I suppose we didn't have the kind of luck of the green then, hitting the post, you know. I would have took it to within a point, but I suppose that's what you have to kind of just look at, the getting the performances again in the big days, and maybe just that inexperience and wee bit of nerves set in, but their experience took them over the line then.
Yeah, well, of course, they're no slouches. They're, as you said, they have dominated Ulster, and they've won something like 4 or 5 All-Irelands in recent years as well.
Yeah, not forgetting the All-Irelands. They didn't just stop at Ulster. They went on, and they'll go on again this year. So we have to just kind of look at the positive and know that if we do get the performances, and the younger players are getting stronger every year, that we are competing with one of the top teams in the country. And if we put the heads down again next year, we're getting better every year. Where we come from even last year, we've got, you know, come on leaps and bounds. So if we can improve again next year, then we'll be thereabouts, hopefully.
Anyway, what we really want to talk to you tonight about is your move to Australia and playing in the Australian Football League, the Women's League, with the Greater Western Sydney Giants. Certainly that will maybe soften the blow a little bit of losing an Ulster final. The prospect of heading out to Australia shortly to start playing on a professional basis.
Yeah, excited now to get stuck into that. Pre-season starts now, the mid-November, so no real time to kind of dwell on it too much. So just straight back into it, and looking forward now to the new experience, you know.
Yeah, and tell me, when are you heading out?
So there's no date set yet. They're just looking into sorting out the visas and all that there. So probably pre-season starts over there collectively from the 12th. So they're all doing their own personal programs at the minute. But so I'll probably join them at the end of November. Yeah, I think they were talking about dates at the end of November. So won't be too long now till I head out.
So and it's to Sydney you're going.
Yeah. They're just based there at the Olympic Park Stadium.
Yeah, and tell me, I suppose we start at the beginning. How did all this come about? Because the Australian Ladies League, it's a new league, it's out, just two seasons completed. I think this is the third season starting next year.
Yeah, so we kind of just did the, maybe it might have been August, the cross-coders contacted me. They probably contacted me a bit earlier, but I didn't actually see the message. So they were just asking me if I was interested. They were taking over players from all over the world, taking them to Australia to do a camp and to hopefully get them signed up as a rookie then. So they said, would I be interested? So I said, yeah, I'll put my name. It wasn't something I probably thought of, or because I'd been over there before, but I never...
But that was working just...
Yeah, working and played for Cormac and Allen's Gaelic, but never really thought about AFL. So I never really knew where it was going to take me. So I put my name down. They Skyped me back and forth, and they were saying we organised the camp then. So that was about a month ago now when I went to the camp. And it was kind of a roller coaster from then. So the clubs came to see us, and we got signed up to, the girls got rookie spots, and then just not so long ago then another girl got signed in the draft just. So, it's been a great experience
and a hectic few weeks. And as you said, it's not something you probably ever would have dreamed of, because I know every sports person would love to play what they love and the games they love and get paid for doing so. But for ladies in particular, and especially in Gaelic football or even in Australian rules, because it's so new, that opportunity was never there. So it's not something you could have dreamed about much.
Yeah, exactly. If you were looking maybe for professional setup, you would probably been dreaming of it maybe as a kid playing soccer or something. But it was definitely not something I thought of. So it was kind of just go with the flow, and this is where it's landed me now. So I'm just really excited, and it's pretty similar to Gaelic football in a way, and the skills are transferable as well. So so hopefully they can stand to me now when I go out here and try and play this new sport, you know.
And you were brought out by the league, was it? And the clubs then go and watch and they recruit from that camp, is it, or that trial?
Yeah. So the cross coders, this is the first year that they set up as well. So it was kind of new for them, and they didn't really know how it was going to go. So to start off, it was actually true Western Bulldogs, but the actual AFL Women's League then says that there was too much talent that they were getting to pick from alone, so they were going to find them like 100,000, or else they had to open it up to all clubs. So that just happened just before we went out, so that's when it opened up to all the clubs, and we had more probably opportunities for us to get signed up by other clubs then, because there was more rookie spots. It's kind of...
And tell me, obviously the trial went very well. How long were you there before you found out that you were somebody was keeping an eye on you?
Yeah, so the rookie spots had to be signed by the Friday. So we landed on Saturday. We started the testing on Monday. We did a training session and we played a game on Tuesday and did more testing Wednesday. But it was when I met Al McConnell. I met a few other coaches as well. But I met him on Monday, and then he came back on Wednesday, and he says he offered me the kind of contract, and he wanted me to fly up to Sydney to sign it and see the club and all on the Thursday. So that's what happened. It was kind of a roller coaster. I wasn't expecting it at all, and especially to be flown.
What you thought you'd go out there, you'd do the trial, and you come home, and then you get a call some stage.
Yeah, well, like, no, there was a rookie spot. You knew that you were going to find out. If you were going to get a rookie spot, you were going to find out that week, because the closing date to sign rookies was the Friday. But I didn't expect it, I suppose, still. And even for to be chatting to him and then for him to say that I was going to be flown up from Melbourne to Sydney and sign the contract on the Thursday, it was kind of surreal, I suppose. But
quick frantic calls to Paul, was there, and a few friends, or did you just make the decision on your own?
So I suppose, like, you weren't kind of going to be picking and choosing or making too many decisions. And we went out there, and, you know, if we were going to get it, there was the decision I had made was when I went out to the camp that I would take, you know, the rookie spot if I was given it. So I was just privileged to get it. And it was nice that it was Sydney as well, somewhere I was familiar with, and we have a lot of contacts and family even out there. I was back and forth with Paul and different things. My husband Paul here back at home. I was just delighted then.
And tell me about the Greater Western Sydney Giants. Tell me a little bit about them. What attracted you to them?
Really, I suppose it was just that I was familiar, like with Sydney. All there was GWS, the Giants, are in Donny Club, that's in New South Wales, and that's where I had been before. So I wouldn't be obviously turning my nose up if I got anywhere at all, really. I'd be delighted. But it just happened to be that I got there and they were interested in me. It depends what club is looking for different players as well. So they were looking, maybe they lost out on a forward. So, that's where I can maybe step in then, hopefully.
So, and they're attached to a men's team as well, are they? They're not just a sole ladies team.
Yeah, there's the men's side as well, yeah.
Yeah. And how many teams are going to be in this league or are in this league?
So, there's 10 this year, yeah, altogether.
Yeah. And like they're going to be played, when are the games going to be played? Are they going to be played before or on separate dates to the men's games or?
Yeah, I'm not sure if they're tied. No, I think they're starting already pre-season as well. I think the men are back, but it's all new to me really, Tom, but
yeah,
I don't think they are clashing. That's why I think our season is kind of pretty short to kind of tie up our season so that it's not kind of, I suppose on the same time as the men.
And have they given you any indication as to how popular the game is out there? You know the way ladies football is growing in strength here and is popular here, but still struggle to get big crowds out. How is the ladies game going down in Australia, I wonder?
Yeah, well, AFL in general is massive, kind of in Melbourne more so. In Victoria, it's the number one sport that people follow out there. But maybe New South Wales, it would be rugby union, rugby league. So it wouldn't be as big, but, you know, we're in the same league. Like, but so if you're in a team in Melbourne, obviously it's bigger and you get more support down there. But, it is massive and it's growing all the time. So obviously when the money's being pumped into it's going well and it's getting bigger every year, you know.
Yeah, and that's the voice of Yvonne McMoney-Gilboner, of course, former, or not former, Donegal, still Donegal player, and Glenn Flynn player, but who is heading down south to Australia pretty soon to join up with the Greater Western Sydney Giants to play in the Australian Football League, Ladies Football League. Certainly an exciting times ahead for her. And tell me, the game itself, you play obviously a forward come midfielder for Donegal. Where are you going to play in the ladies game, the Australian ladies game?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'd be happy to get any position, but I'd say I'll be a forward as well. It's kind of quite similar, maybe the centre half forward to and full forward roles. So maybe I'll be full forward, or I think Cora plays centre half forward. I'm not sure. So I'll be just delighted to get a shot at it all, but hopefully I can slip in there somewhere.
Yeah, and that's Cora Staunton. You mentioned the Cora there. She's done a season already out there.
Yeah, she's played a season, so she has that under her belt now, and she's gone back for season two. She might be able.
Have you talked to her at all since you signed up or got an opportunity? I know she's had a hectic schedule playing with Carna Conn as well and winning I heard the other day on the radio, a 20th Mayo senior title.
Yeah, Yeah, no, I haven't caught up with her yet, but I'll be in touch with her now. Karen O'Connor also got beat there in the Connacht final, so she's finished up now with the club scene as well. So we'll probably head out maybe together at the end of the month when we finalise dates now this week.
Yeah, and what are the facilities like out there? You were shown around and...
Yeah, all really impressive, like the, just, you know, that professional setup, you know, from the pitches to the gym to ice baths and, you know, restaurants and just everything that's really you need kind of, you know, from day to day. So it'd be exciting now to be using it. And everybody really, that's, you know, the men's and the women's is all in together as well. And the whole club is all together. So it'll be exciting to kind of work with everybody, you know, under the one roof.
And of course, you're going now to from... get training 2-3 nights a week or maybe one early morning as you are with Donegal, as that has been stepped up in recent years. You're going to be now training every day, literally.
Yeah, it's pretty hectic, guys. So, it's long hours, I suppose, but it's something that I enjoy anyway, so I'll be looking forward to that.
Mm. That doesn't frighten you, the fact that, you know, you're going to be going in and competing with women who are playing on a professional level for a couple of seasons and, you know, fitness levels, or is that something that you can take in your stride?
Yeah, it's only really turned professional over there. So they've got a few years, but hopefully, like, my skills are transferable. So you can't kind of worry too much or else, you know, you get caught up in it. But I just have to try and stay positive as I can and just have a go at it and try my best. That's all you can do.
And when does the league start up?
So it'll be just February, March. So it starts the start of February and it runs every weekend, then straight through to the end of March if you're making the final, semi-finals and the finals. So it's a pretty short season, altogether.
Yeah, and that means you can come back and play with Donegal if you wish, or Glenfinn?
Yeah. So we'll be finished up end of March. So we'll be able to come back then, you know, April time. So you'll filter in there at the end of the league.
So you're going to miss part of the National League, the Donegal in Division 1 and the Ladies League, but you'll be back for the latter stages anyway.
Yeah, you might get a few games, but your probably aim is just to get back into the squad and just aim for championships then, I suppose, and hopefully there's plenty of quality in Donegal and hopefully remains Division 1 status anyway, you know.
Yeah. So, obviously, conditions good, apartment supplied, Lamborghini and all that?
Yeah, I wish now. It's not, I suppose, all what they think back home, but it's still a great experience anyway, and I'm just looking forward to it now, yeah.
Yeah. And what has been the reaction here at home and from people in general that know you to the fact that you are going out there now?
Yeah, they're just excited for me and just, you know, buzzing that it's a great opportunity. And it just, I suppose, came out of the blue, like, little did I think, you know, when you're dreaming of a young girl, like, but that it'll come around here at my age. But I suppose that's what life throws at you and you just have to take it. So I'm excited now just to give it a shot and see how it goes, you know.
And as you say, you're no stranger to Australia or indeed to Sydney. You've been out there for a couple of years, haven't you, in the past?
Yeah, so that's why I was excited to get, you know, set up again in Sydney. I know all around New South Wales, so we'll be able to slip back into that lifestyle and we have a lot of contacts out there as well. So it's great for Paul as well, you know, with work and whatever else.
Yeah, and of course, he's familiar with it as well. So obviously that's a big advantage. So it'll be Christmas dinner on the beach.
Yeah, that's it. Barbecues all around.
I don't know if you take turkey that day then, do you? It'll be cold turkey.
Yeah.
You're probably training over Christmas, will you?
We get 2 weeks off, so from the 20th to the 2nd of January. So you get a wee bit of time and then you're straight back into a few weeks before the game starts.
So you're taking it easy now for the next couple of weeks before you do head out, or are you already in the gym?
No, I'm in the gym here as we speak, you know, outside the door. So, straight back into it. They've got, they've sent over the gym program. So they're watching you closely through the apps you provide. They've set me up with this app, so they're watching you when you do the gym and all, three times a week, and then we've got three running sessions as well, so you need to get them.
So basically, you're in training already?
Yeah.
And Big Brother keeping an eye on you. Does that scare you a little, you know, the fact that they're going to, you know, watch you so closely?
No, they're very good, and it's all about keeping the players happy, so... No, they're great. So they are so far. So no, it wouldn't be as strict as that, I suppose. So I'd be glad to do it anyway.
So what are you hoping to get out of it all?
I suppose just to do well. I suppose, you know, it's an exciting challenge. This new season, new sport. So we'll see how it goes. Obviously, it's totally different, and it mightn't go as well as, you know. How I get on with Gaelic football over here, but it's a new challenge, and I just have to just take it and try my best, and hopefully I can be successful in this sport as well.
Yeah, and tell me, the Greater Western Sydney Giants, where are they at in the scheme of things out there? You know, you mentioned there's 10 teams. You know, how did they finish up this year or last season?
Yeah, they were close enough to making the playoffs, I think, at the end. They just lost out, so I think they're the semi-finalists anyway. So, you know, top four, hopefully. So, they'll be aiming, definitely. Al does want to win a premiership, and he made that clear. So, our eyes are set on the big prize at the end of the end of the year. Hopefully, we'll be making the semis and that final also.
You mentioned Cora Staunton out there. Any other Irish girls out there?
There is, but they're not playing on our team. They will be playing against them now. With Ailish Constantine, so we'll meet in Dadley Crows. She plays for them.
She's Sarah from Clare, isn't she?
Yeah, Sarah Rowe as well for Collingwood, and Ashley McCarthy, but she's for the Western Bulldogs. But we aren't going to meet them unless we make the semi-finals. So you just play eight of the 10 teams. So we'll be missing Ashley now unless we make the semi-final. So
yeah. So obviously a lot to look forward to.
Yeah, definitely.
And tell me, how have you adjusted to the game? You know, is the oval ball the big difference?
Yeah, it's definitely a different style, a different technique you use for kicking that. But hopefully, I just try and get more practice. And now it was hard, I suppose, when you're concentrating on club, but just getting somebody to practice with as well, but I'll be soon enough out there, and I'll get all the practice then now in pre-season, and hopefully it goes well.
Yeah, and obviously you'll have to bring the factor, 10 or 15 with you anyway as well, because it's going to be summertime when you go out there.
Yeah, it's given a warm summer as well. So, we'll have to compete with that as well as everything else, but
Are the games at night or during the day or...?
No, there's some maybe 2 o'clock on Sundays, and there might be one Friday evening. There's a few on Saturday as well. Like, so, you know, it's just a mix, I suppose. Mostly, it's supposed to be in the daytime, probably.
And tell me, are they televised or television companies following it? And obviously, that's going to make a big impact on whether the league is successful or not.
Yeah. Every game is on the TV, so. That's why I suppose it's short, so the women's season's run out, and then it's not clashing with the men's season on the TV as well. So, every game is televised.
So we'll have to get links. We'll have to get in touch. You'll have to send us links when we know the games is on. We'll find some way of getting to see you. So look at Yvonne. And obviously the intention is to come back and play for Glenfinn and Donegal next year.
Yeah, definitely. Big goals to set as well for Donegal and Glenfinn next year. So hopefully I come back fit and all going well over there, no injuries, and I'll be able to slip back into the Gaelic over here again next year.
Look at Yvonne, thank you, and thanks for taking time out from your training to speak to us, and we really wish you the best of luck, and I hope everything goes well for you.
Thank you, Tom. Nice talking to you.
Yvonne McMonigal there. That's it from another GA programme. We wish Yvonne well in Australia, and no doubt she will do well. And good news for Glenfinn and Donegal, she's coming back next year to play again. That's it from me from next week. Tánlagas Malach.